Selling Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com. It's time to get all the info you need on the Vanderbilt Commodores. This is the Anchor Down Podcast with Vanderbilt reporter Max Hurd.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, Max.
On Nashville's best sports talk,
ESPN
102.5 The Game.
And the Game Nashville app.
It's time to Anchor Down. And listen up to the Anchor Down Podcast here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. SEC baseball starts tonight for the Vandy boys. Three home games this weekend against Missouri to get the conference season underway. 6:30 Central Friday night, 2 Central Saturday, and an earlier start of noon Central on Sunday. Move that one up an hour because of basketball next door. All three games on SEC Network Plus. Kevin Ingram and Andrew Harris tonight and tomorrow will be on the call, and I'll be on the call with Andrew on Sunday. In honor of that, we've got our first Vanderbilt baseball player interview since the season started. Been tough with the non-conference scheduling to find times for interviews, as it always is in the non-conference here, especially with the long trip to Hawaii with extra days on both ends of that week. But we are very happy to have Vanderbilt grad student relief pitcher Jack Anderson as our player guest on the podcast this week. Anderson is a Nashville native who went to Montgomery Bell Academy and a very rare graduate transfer into the Vanderbilt baseball program. He was a member of the Princeton Tigers the last four seasons, but only two of those seasons were played to completion because of COVID-19. The 2020 season was stopped in March, and then the 2021 season, the Ivy League didn't play baseball. They didn't sanction a conference season. So Anderson comes to Vanderbilt as a grad student in the Peabody School of Education, and he's been a big part of the bullpen to start 2022. Anderson has made 5 appearances. He's thrown 4 2/3 innings. And in that time, he has allowed just 1 hit and 2 walks, struck out 11 of the 17 batters he's faced, and has not allowed a run. He's pitched in high leverage spots for Vanderbilt. And whether we saw it coming or not, the 23-year-old from Nashville, back home pitching in his hometown, is a big factor in the back end of Vanderbilt's bullpen as a short stint reliever. He made his Commodore debut in the second game of the season, striking out all 3 outs in a scoreless top of the 9th inning against Oklahoma State in a game that Vandy lost 4-3. He's also pitched a couple of times with inherited runners. He's inherited the bases loaded twice. He's pitched late in games. He's been an 8th inning guy in front of Thomas Schultz. Anderson has done a lot of things well, and it's a very unique situation for him. He pitched in 25 games for Princeton from 2018, 2019, and 2020 seasons. But the last time he pitched for the Tigers, March 6, 2020, in a non-conference game against Ole Miss down in Oxford. That was the last time he would pitch before the COVID shutdown. And ultimately, because the team never played another game while he was in school there, the last time he would pitch for Princeton. So it was 23 months between college outings, March 6, 2020 for Princeton, up until February 19th, 2022, in his Vanderbilt debut. We'll talk to Jack about that. His pitch mix, which has certainly served him well in these short stint outings, but mostly fastball and cutter. He'll talk about those pitches. Coming to Vanderbilt, being back home, and more. You can subscribe to the Anchor Down Podcast on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or Stitcher.
Jack, thanks for doing this. Great to meet you. Happy to have you on the podcast.
Well, thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
What do you think of your season here so far?
It's been a lot of fun. This team has been such a fun team to play with so far, and we're just really looking forward to the rest of the season so far.
What all have you been throwing, and what do you think has worked well?
So far, it's been fastball, cutter, curveball. I think the fastball has been working well and the cutter's been working well. Haven't been throwing the curveball quite as much, but when you've been doing short stints, you don't necessarily throw every single pitch that you have.
How much of those pitches are things you came to Vanderbilt with, and what's changed in your time here since last summer?
So came to Vanderbilt throwing just the fastball and the curveball. Had a slider that I used to throw, came here, worked with Brownie and Lizzie a lot on developing it, really just trying to throw it harder. And I think that's been incredibly helpful so far. They've been great.
Coming to Vanderbilt as a grad transfer, when did you first start to talk to Vanderbilt, and what was your journey here like?
Mm-hmm. So obviously when COVID hit, I knew I was going to have an extra year of eligibility. At the time, it was only one. Ended up being 2 years. So I was just August before my senior year, talking with my coach in undergrad, just about what opportunities might present themselves for grad school. He reached out to Coach Corbin on my behalf at about that same time, August, September, and we just started talking from there.
What's it like not pitching in a competitive game for almost 2 full years?
I'm not going to say it was fun not pitching for that long, because it certainly wasn't, but it's been a blast to get back on the mound, that's for sure.
Talking to Jack Anderson, Vanderbilt relief pitcher, came from Princeton as a grad transfer into Vandy this season. What sticks with you from your career at Princeton?
Great question. I want to say just, at Princeton, I just feel like I learned so much about not just baseball, but who I am as a person. And I think everybody that does undergrad anywhere learns a lot about who they are. And so just a lot of lessons, life lessons that have stuck with me since then.
You held a lot of different roles there. Here, you've been a short stint reliever, like you said. Coming to Vandy, what were your expectations of a possible role?
Honestly, just talking with Corbs before I even got here, it was just, Jack, you have an opportunity to compete and, do with that what you will, essentially. So expectations were just to help the team in any way I can.
Was there a moment along the way from this past fall to now where it hit you like, I'm going to be a contributor on this team?
Well, I think everybody on this team contributes in some way, right? Whether they're playing every single game, starting every single game, or if they're not, that's, I think, one of the great things about Vanderbilt is that every single person has a role within the team.
Vandy pitcher Jack Anderson's our guest here on the Anchor Down podcast. You're a Nashville native. Coach Corbin says he saw you and met you growing up to Vanderbilt camps. Mm-hmm. What was it like going to Vandy camps, and what was your first round of recruitment out of high school like?
Vandy camps, I was a lot younger back then, a lot smaller, that's for sure. Those were a lot of fun. I still remember Corbs talking us through how to stand for the national anthem, right? And then first round of recruitment was, I went to a showcase up in New York and pitched pretty well there. So I started talking to predominantly, I'd say, academic schools. And I guess it just worked out with Princeton.
Talking to Jack Anderson, Vandy pitcher, went to Montgomery Bell Academy. What's it like being back in Nashville for grad school?
Oh, I love it. Born and raised in Nashville, and I just think it's one of the best cities in the country. This place is really special.
How happy is your family, and how much have different family members gotten to see you play in person?
They're definitely enjoying it. My parents have come to every single home game so far. My sister got to come down for a game and her boyfriend. And so, yeah, it's great.
What grad program are you in?
Leadership and Organizational Performance.
Okay. So you mentioned earlier when you were talking about just the Ivy cancellations and all that. Do you have 2 years of eligibility left?
Yes, sir.
So would you consider doing that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So is that a multi-year program?
Yes, okay. 2 year program.
That's great. So in your fifth year of college and going to be one of those 6 year seniors, hopefully. That's great. We're talking to Jack Anderson, Vandy pitcher. I want to talk about some of your individual outings. Mm-hmm. That Vanderbilt debut against Oklahoma State, the ninth inning of a close game when the team is trailing. What's it like coming out of the bullpen as a Vandy boy for the first time?
It's nerve-wracking, obviously, pitching in this incredible stadium in front of an incredible crowd. But I think just the amazing environment that we have here really helps you calm down and settle in a little bit.
And then that Army outing, coming in with the bases loaded, you've inherited runners in a lot of situations. What's that been like?
Those situations, obviously high intensity, high temperature, but they're situations that we train throughout the fall and early spring. So while you can't exactly replicate a game setting, game atmosphere, we do the best we can. And so you get sort of used to them throughout the time training in the fall and spring.
Were you ever the pitcher on the Princeton staff who would come in a situation like that?
Occasionally, sure.
So a couple of times you come with the bases loaded, a couple of times you've gotten to pitch a big eighth inning or finish games off. What do you think about the way that the pitching staff has split this year? Because it seems like a pretty clear-cut definition between starters, piggyback guys, and short stint guys?
Yeah, well, I think the staff this year has done a phenomenal job so far. And, you know, it's obviously very early in the season right now, but I think we're going to continue to do so.
How fun was Tuesday?
It was a lot of fun. That was a great game. Fun game to be a part of, that's for sure.
Do you feel like the first 16, 15 games of the season have flown right into SEC play?
Oh, goodness, yes. They've gone by in a blink of an eye.
And with that in mind, last question, what are some of your personal or team goals for the rest of the season?
Well, I think more than anything, it's just to continue with the incredible energy that we've had so far. We're incredibly close as a team, and I think that connectedness is going to help us every single game that we play.
Awesome. Jack Anderson, grad transfer Vandy boy. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks again to Jack Anderson, Vanderbilt relief pitcher, grad transfer from Princeton, for joining the Anchor Down podcast. And thanks to Josh Foster from Vandy Baseball Athletic Communications for allowing that interview to happen. Big shout out to Jack, by the way. That was the first interview he's ever done. He's never been interviewed before, whether in high school baseball at MBA or his 3 years of college at Princeton, but I think he'll get interviewed again at some point with how well he's pitched for Vanderbilt, and he gave some great answers. So shout out to Jack being interviewed for the first time. Grad student, the only grad student on the Commodore team and the oldest player on the Commodore team. He's 23 years old. And maybe my biggest takeaway from that entire interview, I didn't know he had 2 years of eligibility left. So it sounds like that's the plan for Jack Anderson to pitch for Vanderbilt not only this year, but also in 2023 as well when he's in the second year of his Peabody grad program at Vanderbilt University. But man, has Anderson been good so far this year. And you heard him talk about that cutter in one of the earlier answers, said he worked on it with Scott Brown and also Sammy Lizarraga, who he referred to as Lizzie. Always try to explain some of the behind-the-scenes or player development folks in the Vanderbilt program. Sammy is a new member of the program this year. His technical title is quality control, which is like what the football team basically calls the people who watch film, and a lot of ways the titles for teams in college sports just reflect what the football team is calling people. He works in pitch design. Sammy previously worked for Driveline Baseball, which is where Vanderbilt has gotten a lot of their technology and pitching ideas over the last decade plus. And he joined the Vanderbilt program and has been in the pitching lab quite a bit, I'd imagine, just working with players like Jack Anderson and being an extra set of development eyes and development hands, really, as someone who understands all the numbers and the graphics that Rapsodo and Edgertronic and the other technological pieces that Vanderbilt has down in the pitching lab that they can give those pitchers. He's someone who understands metrics. He's someone who understands pitch movement, all the things that Scott Brown teaches so well, but very helpful to have another person in addition to Brandon Barrick, Josh Ruhutsky, the others on the Vanderbilt staff who work in things like that. But it's cool to have Sammy in the program, to have someone from Driveline Baseball with that experience on the Vanderbilt baseball staff. So wanted to make sure I gave Sammy his first shout-out on the podcast. Sammy Lizarraga on the Vanderbilt staff. Got a shout-out from Jack Anderson there. But it was interesting to hear that the cutter's new, because that cutter has played. It's in the high 80s. It's usually 88, 89 miles an hour, interplaying with a fastball in the low to mid-90s. And with how short his outings have been, he hasn't gone longer than an inning. And he also hasn't thrown more than 22 pitches in a single outing. He hasn't needed the off-speed. You heard it from him. I haven't thrown the curveball much yet. Is he potentially a longer reliever down the road? He could be. He started 4 games for Princeton over his first couple of years there out of 25 appearances. But I think they got him right where they want him right now. I really think they do. And the way the Vanderbilt pitching staff has broken down so far, in my eyes, there are 12 regular pitchers on this team, and more guys will emerge. Donye Evans was a little slow in his buildup. He's only pitched once. We could see more of Donye down the road. I also personally love freshman Grayson Carter, right-handed reliever who's pitched with a 10-plus run lead a couple of times so far. He throws a really heavy ball. It has been fun to watch him pitch. If he can rein in the command a little bit in his side sessions and bullpens and pitching lab work, we may get some more Grayson Carter down the road, and I would certainly not be opposed to that. But he's got a ways to go to get there, but there's also a long ways left to go in this season. So Those are the two that I'm not going to include that I think may have a role down the road. Again, health assured, of course. But the way things have gone through the non-conference season as SEC play starts tonight, as I record this at noon on March 18th, three groups of four. The starters, when everybody's healthy, and again, Nick Maldonado is battling an oblique injury. I don't know if it's an oblique strain, but some sort of oblique injury we found out this week. He did not start last week, missed his turn in the rotation, was replaced by Grayson Moore and Hunter Owen, who split that start. Moore went two innings, then Owen was able to take him all the way into the late innings, pitched very well. So a TBD on Sunday again for Vandy's starting pitcher this week against Mizzou. We'll see if Maldonado's good enough to go. But when everybody's healthy, the starters have been Chris McIlvain, Carter Holton, who's firmly bumped up to that two spot, that Saturday spot in the weekend rotation, Nick Maldonado, and Devin Futrell, who I don't think is going anywhere on midweeks. Those are your four starters. Then you've got your four piggybackers, the guys who come in right after those guys and give you some length, give you three innings, give you four. If your starter goes four, take you to the seventh. If your starter goes five or six, give me a couple. Give me at least two innings and bridge the way to the back end of the bullpen. Pat Riley, first and foremost, has been Vanderbilt's best in that role. He's fit in that role well. I think he'll be in the starting rotation at some point soon, but somebody's got to come out of the starting rotation first. Riley's been very, very good in that role, and he's really just as valuable in that role as he is starting. He's been able to go either four or four and a third in every single outing he's had this season. So I think Pat Riley is the next one into the rotation, but there's not a huge rush to get him there, especially if he continues to pitch well in the role he has. Next up is Hunter Owen. Just mentioned him. Sophomore left-hander. Went four innings on Sunday against Wagner. Gave up one run. Pitched very well. Struck out four in what ended up being a blowout Vanderbilt win 15-5. But when he got into that game, that was a 0-0 game in the top of the third inning. His outings this year have been either three or four innings, two apiece of each length. He's only allowed two runs in 14 innings of work, 11 hits and four walks against him, so the control's been really good. Strikeout numbers have been high, which is great. He doesn't need to be a strikeout guy, but against some of the non-conference teams, again, Oklahoma State's really good, Hawaii's solid. But the strikeout numbers, no surprise for Owen, 22 and 14 innings so far through four. But he's a piggybacker. They've stretched him out a little bit. We didn't really see Owen in multi-inning stints last season as a freshman. We didn't see him a ton, period. But when we did see him, it was an inning or two. Piggybacker number three is Grayson Moore. He got that spot start on Sunday. I was a little surprised he only went two innings, but that seemed to be pre-planned and certainly wasn't because of performance or anything like that. But he's gone multiple innings in all four outings this season. The only run he's allowed has been unearned, and he has already thrown more innings than he did all last season as a freshman and has pitched well. So he's piggybacker number three. And again, they're not going to use a piggybacker every game. Once we get to conference play and once the weather gets warmer, you want your starter to go seven. And if your starter does go seven, you're either bringing out a piggybacker for one inning, one of these guys for one inning, or you're just going straight to the back end guys for an inning each, or even two innings from somebody like Thomas Schultz. Fourth and final piggybacker, again, this is three groups of four, Bryce Cunningham. Freshman has been solid. He's piggybacked a trio of non-conference games. Two of them were midweek games behind Futrell. He also came out of the bullpen for one inning in a game against Wagner this past weekend. So he's gone five innings, hasn't allowed a run, allowed just one hit, three walks, small sample. But Cunningham is in the mix. I don't think he's going to be the first choice in a close game. But if there's some early series games when Vandy has to go deep in the bullpen or cover some extra innings, we will see Bryce Cunningham in SEC games on Sundays. He's quietly been very good so far and has a power changeup that plays well against lefties as well. Kind of hard for a change. I mean, it's 85, 86 miles an hour, but we've been oogling over that a little bit in the broadcast booth this year. My four guys in the back end of the bullpen, and these have been short stint guys. First and foremost, Thomas Schultz. He did not have the year he wanted last year. Started as the Sunday starter in Vanderbilt's original weekend rotation as a sophomore. Got that first chance and never really came close to having a grasp on it, which was not expected. He started well in his freshman year. He got a spot start before the COVID shutdown and pitched well. He pitched really well in those short outings. And then last year just didn't do well as a starting pitcher. So this year, back end of the bullpen. He is Vanderbilt's most used reliever by far. He's come out of the bullpen 7 times. 6 of those 7 outings have been one inning. One of them was multiple innings when he finished off the 2-1 win at Hawaii in the finale of that 4-game series. Every single time that he has pitched, it has either been tied or Vanderbilt with a save situation length lead in the 8th and 9th innings. He has only allowed runs in 1 outing out of 7. That was in the Sunday game against Oklahoma State when he gave up 2 runs in the top of the 9th inning. Vandy lost that game 7-5. That's his one bad outing this year. In 5 others, he has locked down a Vanderbilt win. In the one other outing, his most recent on Tuesday, came on, top 9, Vanderbilt trailing Michigan 4-2, strikes out the side. Struck out all 3 batters he faced. Kept it at 4-2. Vandy got the 3 they needed somehow. Somehow, with 2 outs in the bottom of that 9th inning to walk off Michigan 5-4. Man, has Schultz been good. And it's the same as what we talked about with Jack Anderson. It's someone with a 3-4 pitch mix. Anderson has 3 pitches. Schultz has 4, including a new 2-seamer this year. When you know you're only going an inning or two, as long as your command is there, which, again, had been a problem for Schultz in the past, but his command's been good this year. He's walked 1 guy in 8 innings. When his command has been there, he's been able to let the stuff ride. Very good short stint, back dose reliever. And I don't know if I saw it coming, but he fits very well in that role. And Scott Brown quickly, as the season was coming up, said Thomas Schultz is a back-end guy. So is Christian Little. A lot of fans expected Christian Little to be in the starting rotation just because of how highly touted of a recruit he was, the fact that he did have to start last year. He started pretty frequently last year in those midweek games and then started in the SEC tournament in the College World Series. But just because he's a big name doesn't mean his rotation spot was assured, and they found a role for him they like as another short-dose reliever. 5 outings for Little, 7 1/3 innings over those 5 relief appearances, 8 hits, 3 runs, 4 walks, 10 strikeouts. And 2 of those 3 runs came against Michigan on Tuesday when he was asked to pitch a 2nd inning and struggled in that 2nd frame. But he's been good out of the bullpen too. He's been letting it ride, and his appearances have been so short that he's in and out. And it makes you think of last year when we saw him with 4 or 5 up-downs every time he started. So I think that may be in the cards at some point, but I think Riley is definitely the primary next man into the rotation over Little. But they like him as a back-end guy right now. And as I've said on TV a couple of times this year when I've been on the broadcast, for the 2nd year in a row, Christian Little is the youngest player on the team. And he's the youngest player on the team by 4 months. So he's with his true freshman class now. He finally had his first fall at Vandy. And they're getting him into a role they like. Last 2 guys, Jack Anderson, who you just heard interviewed. We've talked enough about him. I don't need to go back again. But thanks again to Jack for joining. He's been very, very good. And, you know, grad transfer, hadn't pitched in almost 2 full years. You don't know what you're going to get. You don't know what you're going to get in a situation like that. But it's Vanderbilt's player development and pitcher development power that bring the most out of someone like that. Speed up his slider. Turn his slider into a harder, sharper cutter. And make him a very useful back-end reliever. Because you heard his conversations with Coach Corbin when he was being recruited as a grad transfer and talking to Vandy. We can't promise you anything, but we'll allow you to compete. And that's what he says to everybody. But I think in Anderson's case, because of the many unknowns surrounding the things that he did not control about the last 2 years of his baseball career at Princeton, you didn't know what you were going to get. He's been incredible. You could argue he's been Vanderbilt's best pitcher. You really could. Last one, Nelson Berkwich. Another guy who doesn't get a ton of headlines. Sophomore lefty. Been good out of the bullpen. A couple of times he's been asked to just match up. 2 outings where he's been a matchup lefty. 2 outings where he's been a full inning guy. I like him as a full inning guy. And I know Scott Brown, Vanderbilt pitching coach, is not crazy about lefty-lefty matching, especially in the college baseball world. You might do it to finish up an inning, which is what happened on February 25th against Army when Berkwich came in, struck out a middle-of-the-order guy, left on left, ended an inning. That was it. I think that's the situations where you'll see it the most. But Berkwich, a short-dose lefty, He and Hunter Rowan been very good left-handers out of the Vanderbilt bullpen, and all of a sudden, two freshmen, you got two left-handed starters, too, in Futrell and Holton. So the lefties are back. The lefties are restocked on this Vanderbilt pitching staff. That's all we got for today. Hoping to have some more podcasts over these next few weeks. Been doing a lot of work with the Nashville Predators lately, which has been great for 1-2-5 the game, but cuts down on my Vanderbilt podcast time. I've been at most of the games, and the majority of the games when I'm not on air, I'm on the TV production crew, so even if I'm not able to give you the podcast or the play-by-play, you've been seeing my graphics on TV. So I want to thank everybody, as always, who watches those games on SEC Network Plus. We know the biggest fans of the team listen to this podcast, and I like to be able to deliver as much as we can, which will hopefully come in the form of some more talk podcast series recaps and interviews over the rest of the Vandy Boys season. That's all we got for today. You can subscribe to the Anchor Down podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. It is free on demand. And when we have time to do it, we think we cover Vanderbilt baseball as good as anybody. You've been anchoring down and listening up with me, Max Herz. This is the Anchor Down podcast on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Hey, Clyde the Glide, who do the Vandy Boys have this week?
M-I-Z-Z-O-U. We'll be right back.